Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Everybody, welcome to the Benched with Bonetta podcast live in studio, baby. We back. We're not at home sitting in our jam jams eating leftovers. No way, Jose. We made it into the studio. First things first, I got to say shout outs to all of you guys that tagged us in your like year-end playlists. We see you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening to Bench with Bonetta and all this ridiculousness all year round. It's very cozy in LA right now. It's like very overcast and cold. And Gray, where you said it's soup season, I got to be honest with you. Soup, absolute garbage meal. Absolutely garbage. You don't. It doesn't need to exist. It doesn't need to.
That's very wrong.
What about pho? It's the wettest food.
What about pho?
Wettest?
No. Not in. Not in on
pho. What about ramen?
Not in on ramen. Do not like ramen.
And no ice cream. So what's the common theme?
Liquids.
Yeah.
Liquids for food.
This is a bad food.
Ouch. It's a horrible
take. No, and while I'm at it, eggnog can get lost as well. Hit the road.
Okay, depends on the kind of eggnog.
What do you mean? Boozy versus not boozy?
Store-bought, gross. My dad's homemade eggnog that he makes every Christmas.
Okay, why do you have to make us feel guilty like that?
So good.
Wow.
My dad listens to this show, too.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for piling it on. Never mind. We love eggnog on Bench with Bonetta. Soup, though, not so much. Unless I'm dipping something into it, and then it just becomes a dip for my grilled cheese. You know what I mean?
What about when you're sick?
I'll, like, huck it down, but I'm not going to be into it. If it's got some, like, magical, like, healing powers to it, sure.
What about a good
matzo ball soup?
Chicken noodle soup?
I can stomach.
Everyone likes chicken noodle soup.
Not me. I'm out, dog. I'm out. Okay, enough of the soup takes. Guys, there's a lot of drama happening in the NFL right now. I don't know if you've seen this. This always happens, though. End of the year. Kyle Brandt was talking about it on Tuesday. End of the year, tensions get a little high. Okay, we've been at this for a couple of months now. We've been talking, thinking, breathing, eating, sleeping football nonstop. We start to lose our minds a little bit in December, and I think that that's what's happening. So we're going to go around the league and do a little temp check and just see what's hot, what's cold. Maybe we're overreacting on some things. And we're going to start in Denver, of course, because this week we found out. This just makes me mad and sad. It makes me sad. It makes me bummed out. Ciara, whatever, threw a birthday party for her loved one, Russell Wilson. Apparently, only half of the team attended Russ's birthday.
Rock this country, let's ride.
How dare you? This blew up. This hit the airwaves. People went wild. Russell Wilson on losing the locker room. This is what he was following that up with. I've got great relationships in that locker room. There's always noise. Whoever was trying to tear it down, you can't. This is a great team. We've got great players. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to play with this team and these guys. There's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way you want it to all the time. What do you think about this? Do you think that this is spicier than we... Like, this whole season has been a train wreck, right? An absolute disaster for what they have given to the Seahawks. They've given the Seahawks their pick. And if they're like... Like, where are they standing right now? Seahawks could have, like, the third overall pick. They could have the first overall pick by the end of this season. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. This is just a mess across the board. I want to say it's nothing because I'm just really starting to feel bad about, like, everything piling up on Russ and the Broncos. But, like, why would you... I'm sorry. If I was a part of a team and we absolutely just stunk and, like, it was just bad vibes all around, I'm not going to your birthday party. I'm not. Mohan, if you and I started getting into a fight and Bench was just like absolutely crashing.
You didn't come to my birthday party?
I'm not going to your birthday party.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I don't want to, like, if I'm around the bad vibes in the locker room at all times, why would I go out on my night off and continue said bad vibes? Or are you going to try and mend those vibes by going to the birthday party? That's also a way that you could think of it.
Interesting. I feel like half the team is a pretty good turnout. Like you said, how many days off do they get a week? Like one, if a player has a wife and a family that they want to spend their day off with those people.
Also,
who can
knowing
blame them?
Russ and Sierra was probably a pretty sweet birthday party.
Probably. But like, also
probably
like
a lot of money thrown behind that thing.
How many players on the defense is Russell Wilson even friends with? Also, the defense probably hates Russell Wilson because they keep holding teams under 20
them in
points
the game.
And they can't score. No, but for real, like, I don't know. I feel like half the team, like, that's... I feel like we're overrating this a lot. If you think about fictional draft prospect Bo Callahan from the movie Draft Day, nobody went to his birthday party.
So. What happened? What happened to him?
And he was not Vontae Mack, no matter what, number one pick.
I just feel like they could... This just tells me that they're not really trying. And maybe Russell Wilson is making them feel like they can't try. You know, we've heard these rumors about how some of his teammates before don't even have his cell phone number. They have to, like, contact his assistant to, like, get in touch with him. Maybe this is the kind of situation that's, like, they're just, like, not giving an effort because, like, you know, they just don't feel like it. Because I feel like this is, you're right, this is the kind of situation that if you showed up to my birthday party and we had, like, a hi, how are you in the corner and, like, exchanged a little laugh, I don't know, maybe I, like, put a little piece of cake on your face like it's our wedding day and you do the same to me and we have this moment and then all of a sudden I'm throwing you touchdowns this weekend. You know what I mean? Like, that could have happened.
I don't feel bad for Russ.
You don't?
I think he'll be okay even if no one shows. And also, why is this story even being leaked? Is it a sob story? Are we supposed to feel bad for him?
Who do you think leaked it? The person that did not attend the party or somebody that did attend the party and saw everyone wasn't there?
And was like, this is lame.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say the temperature's pretty bad and pretty hot in Denver, but it's been that way this entire season. Like, now nothing surprises me. He's doing high knees on a plane. Nobody wants to come to his birthday party. It all kind of checks out at this point. Okay, we are moving on down to Arizona. This was a little bit spicy. Okay, so Patrick Peterson went on his podcast and had this to say about Kyler.
Verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately, but it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Well, I got it. So...
Even his co-host was just like, oh, you just stepped in it. Okay, so Kyler responded to this. This clip was obviously posted to social and, like, kind of blew up. Kyler said, this isn't true. You're on some weird shit. You got my number. If you really felt like this as a big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me, so your podcast can grow. Okay, and then Patrick Peterson chimed back in, and this is what he responded with. I don't have any beef with Kyler Murray. What I meant by my comment was when you are a franchise quarterback, you have to carry yourself in a certain way. So if you're having a bad body language, pouting, moping on the sideline, what type of energy do you think feeds off to your teammates? I don't think that that's what he was saying. You can hear in his voice, he's even laughing afterwards. He's like, are you kidding me, Kyler Murray? No, I know exactly who he is. He's this kind of person. He wasn't saying, if he meant it, he would have explained it in that way, but he wasn't. He was like making fun of him in a way. Also, DeAndre Hopkins came to Kyler Murray's aid, but in a very sad way. He tweeted, you don't kick a man when he's already down. That's just, this team's an absolute mess as well. They lost like down to the wire this weekend, right? Not good. I'd say the temperature is pretty lukewarm, but getting hot. I think that by the end of the season, if this is just like a wash and a failure of a season, after all that, like, let's go back to the offseason and talk about Kyler Murray and that painful note and his agent and the Call of Duty and DeAndre Hopkins being suspended for 6 months. Like, all for what? This season has been so dramatic. If I was a Cardinals fan, I'd be so over it at this point.
I hate this.
Why?
From Patrick Peterson. I think it's low-hanging fruit. You're not even his teammate. You're like, you have to go out of your way to, you know, have horrible
Is this
about.
His podcast, or was he a guest on a podcast?
This is his podcast.
I just feel like it's really dicey anytime current players have a podcast. Like, don't get me wrong, I love it because we get unprecedented access. We're going to show you a clip from the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers in a little bit. You get unprecedented access that you're not going to get otherwise, but it is a little bit of a slippery slope because you don't want to, we don't want the fluff. We don't want the post game up at the podium saying, yeah, it was a hard fight. That's boring. That's not entertaining. We like this. This is spicy. Kyler's right. You did it for the numbers. It worked.
And it's true. And we're all talking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Right.
And week 8, when Arizona played the Vikings, Patrick Peterson had like made fun of Kyler in his touchdown celebration in the end zone. So this was manifesting earlier. And now when he was asked about Kyler, he's saying Kyler only cares about Kyler. So. Well, now and then he's walking it back, so he obviously didn't like him before for some reason.
Did walk it back.
Yeah, it's dumb.
He walked the first issue back or this one?
This one. With,
yeah,
when
he
his
did
whole,
walk
yeah.
it back, obviously, but I just feel like he's lying. I don't think that he's being truthful in his walk back. He's just clearly covering his tracks because he probably didn't think that Kyler would see it and also quote tweet it for like the world to see, and it probably got so many likes and retweets. Like, we all know that there's beef now, but I would just say I love it. Again, I love it when current active players have a podcast. I think it is so fun. But you just got to be ready to handle the smoke if said smoke comes, because if you're going to have an entertaining podcast, I don't know how you avoid that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be honest if you're going to have a podcast. Otherwise, you're just doing a press conference for your own sake.
I'll go to your team's YouTube page.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll watch it back. And probably fall asleep. Okay, and then finally, before we move on from the drama around the league, guys, I was like looking up updates for OBJ today. How did this news story just like fall off the face of the planet? I don't know what, like, we heard that he was in and out of consciousness. He was kicked off a plane. This is the hottest player on the market right now. He was kicked off a plane for we don't know what. Do we believe that it was just a seatbelt discrepancy? Because that seems wild. If OBJ was just like, no, I'm not wearing a seatbelt, like, I get it. It sucks. And it sucks to be told what to do, I guess. But this is like a part of riding an airplane.
Never flew an airplane before.
Like, I don't know. It seems like he was like asleep as the plane was about to take off and wouldn't fasten his seatbelt. But like, what are you asleep from? You know, like, what have you been doing all day that made you
I mean,
sleepy?
That I think that that's the question at hand. And yeah. I wonder if there's going to be some like inquiries into that as we get closer. Like, you know, if he goes to the Cowboys or the Giants, I don't know if they're going to be like, we don't care, we're going to sign you no matter what. Or if they're going to like do a little bit of a deeper dive and say like, we want a drug test, we want this, that, and the other, we want so I just find it absolutely wild. I think he's in New York now, or he's in Dallas. Either way, he took a private jet, and he like did some Instagram stories of him on the private jet making a joke of like, oh, I have my seatbelt on. It's like, dude, you're an adult.
Yeah,
people wear seatbelts. That's actually the safe thing to do. on airplanes, on cars. Like, it just seems like very childish. And to be honest, like just like typical OBJ behavior. I think that all of the issues that he's had amongst teams are just like kind of being a little bit of immature. And that's what this is giving me. And to be honest, like right before all of these like super important meetings, like I know football above everything. But that's another thing. OBJ is so later on in his career. He's just coming back from an injury. He is a flashy player and you want to sign him to your team because he's a superstar and he's got a great personality and he's fun. But like all the stuff that you've had to deal with, like I still even remember Giants. Remember when he was like had this hissy fit? What did he do? Throw his helmet
at the net?
Yeah. And then all the stuff with Baker, and then was it OBJ's dad? Just nonstop across the board. The only time he hasn't been really immature was when he was like on a Super Bowl winning team and he won the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to get into that, y'all. But we shall see where he goes. I hope that we'll find out soon. Giants, Cowboys.
Bills.
Apparently Rams took his stuff out of the locker this week, so he's not going to go back to the Rams, and they've been, like, saving his spot.
Well, yeah, they're definitely not a contender.
Absolutely not. No, why would he go there? No offense to the Rams. We love you. Okay, we're going to take a break from the drums. Okay, we're going to keep you updated on all of those things, of course, on this podcast, because we love drama, and we love being petty. Coming up next, we're going to pick this week of games. We've got some good ones this week. I am very excited for Week 13 football. Let's go. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Digital trends show up every day in business decisions and actions. West Monroe is the number one strategic partner translating technology into financial value for companies. The This Is Digital podcast applies West Monroe's two decades of secrets and best practices to your business's benefit. Favorite past topics from the last three seasons include how AI and the next generation of employees are shaping the workplace, becoming a product company, Highmark's journey, and what does it mean to put the customer first? Learn more at westmonroe.com.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
Okay. The race is tight, folks. I am 30-27-1. Mohan and Justin tied 36-21-1. Congrats, woo-woo. Guys. You're doing really well. Woo-woo. Okay, so here's the thing. We were just talking on the commercial break. I need to make some moves. Okay, I only have so much time left. I need to make some regular season moves to position myself nicely in the postseason. I'm going to have to pick opposite of it. I'm going to have to start taking some chances, okay? So just so you know, these picks might be a little bit wild. but not the first one. Packers minus 3 against the Bears. I'm going Packers 24-17. I know that there are like all of these issues going on with Aaron Rodgers. He's got a rib situation. He's got apparently a fractured something in his hand, which he's had since week 5 apparently. But I'm still going Packers. They own the Bears, obviously. I loved what Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show this week. We've got a chance to run the last 5 and see where we stand after that. Listen, if we were 8-4, 4-8, 12-0, 0-12, I'd be wanting to suit up for this week, and not just because it's Chicago, because that's what you do. If you can go out there and compete, you go out and play. Apparently his scans came back pretty clean. He's not feeling as bad as he was during that last game. I'm going Aaron Rodgers, owning the Bears. How many chances is Aaron Rodgers going to have to own the Bears? We don't know. It might be Jordan Love season after this. What do you think?
I'm going the Packers as well. I think Rodgers saw Jordan Love ball out a little bit at the end of the Eagles game on Sunday night. And I like Alan Lazard said, Rodgers owns the Bears, and he said, I think he's still got to renew his ownership. You got to do that twice a year, which is dope. So I'm going Packers.
Graver.
I'm also going Packers. Make it a clean sweep. The Bears defense is just so bad, and I don't know what Justin Fields, he practiced on Thursday, but the shoulder thing, I wonder how much they're going to run him, and a huge part of their offensive success has been Fields running.
Yeah, skedaddling.
So, no thank you.
I've also thought it was interesting, Aaron Rodgers this week, he was just like, if it comes time to part ways or to like go off into the sunset, I will do it with like no animosity, and I'll welcome it. Okay.
Do we believe this?
I think he's way too competitive.
No, I literally imagined him. I was just like, oh, he was meditating that morning. Like he's trying very much to be like a whole person and to be like, but I think he's still way too competitive. Back-to-back MVPs and you're just going to like bow down to some.
And I feel like if he wanted to sit, he would have the Packers sit him. Like at this point.
Against the Bears again. Yeah, exactly. Against the Bears at this moment when Jordan Love just, you know. Did what he did. Okay, up next, Jets, Vikings. Vikings favored by 3. I'm going to have to take... I know where you're going. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Ooh.
I really want to take the Jets, and I'll tell you why. I want to take the Jets because Kirk Cousins is like, I'm going to get a grill. I'm wearing the chains. This is a kind of team that likes to kind of flaunt taking down the big boys. You saw Sauce Gardner with the cheese hat a while back after they beat the Packers. I feel like New York's gritty. They want to take down those big guys. So I can see the Jets winning, but for picks purposes, for me gaining an edge on you guys, I'm going to have to take the Vikings, who are a favorite. I'm in a good spot. They're favored by 3.
I'm going to go with the Jets. I think Sauce Gardner can contain Justin Jefferson. Mike White's playing well.
Yeah.
The Vikings defense is not that good, and they're missing their left tackle, Christian Darrisaw.
Bring it.
Jets D line is going to crush Kirk Cousins, and I'm picking the Jets.
I would love nothing more for the Jets to win. I love that Mike White, after he, I guess he like, his wife came up to him at the end of the game last week and said, "Who are you?" after he balled out. She didn't even recognize him. I love that.
That's offensive. She should believe in him.
I guess, but yeah. It could be like,
I'll take
okay,
that. Yeah.
Are you?
Right. We don't know the tone of it.
I would have been insulted.
She
would have
said
like,
it like that.
You didn't expect me to ball out? You're supposed to be my biggest supporter. I
doubt Mike White expected himself to ball out. Like that.
Everyone was shocked. Jets fans were shocked.
Yeah. Okay, we got the Dolphins 49ers. I am so psyched for this game. 49ers favored by 3.5. I want to go 49ers like literally all the way the rest of the season. I don't even know what their schedule is, and I'm going to say that they went out. I know Christian McCaffrey's a little bit banged up. He was at practice. I think today he was practicing. They're just so fun. They are hella fun. Their defense is really good. I believe who did they play last weekend that they held them to 0?
The Saints.
The Saints. I mean, it's the Saints. Let's not get overly dramatic about that. But 13-0. They beat the Cardinals the week before, 30-10. Chargers, no problem.
They haven't allowed a second half point in like 4 straight weeks or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But they haven't played an offense like the Dolphins either.
Well, they've got a couple of, they got the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Seahawks, Commanders, which are spicy right now, Raiders, and then Cardinals again. They have an interesting last half of the season. So I'm excited to see what happens. But I do think that they take care of business with the Finns.
I'm going with Mike McDaniel and company.
Sure.
But I think they'll cover the 3.5, but I think the Niners will win. McDaniel will keep it close. He was there for 14 years, so I feel like
he knows
might
a little something-something. You're right. I forgot about
scenes.
That.
And,
I'm actually so curious to see who wins the coaching battle in this game, because these two guys know each other better than any two head coaches in the NFL, probably. Mike McDaniel was the guy that Kyle Shanahan would not let go out on any interviews for any position until it was for head coach this past year, which he couldn't block. So this was like his most valuable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be more like ingenuitive? Is that a word?
Who's going to be beautiful minding this baby?
Exactly.
I love McDaniel. Can we just talk about McDaniel for a second?
Yes.
They try to ask him, the media tries to ask him, like, serious questions. Like, what do you think of Nick Bosa? And he's like, oh, he's always, like, swim moving around, and he would swim move to, like, get hand sanitizer, and then he doesn't, like, give anything away. And he's just, like,
what?
A big jokester.
He is a big jokester. I've been saying it all year. He's my favorite. Him and Dan Campbell are my favorite coaches in the NFL. Okay, and then finally we got a really good one. Bengals, Chiefs. Chiefs are only favored by 2.5 in this one. And it's at Bengals at home. I am going to go Bengals. I'm going to go Bengals. And I'm probably going to regret this. I know that. Travis Kelce's just looked dumb lately. Absolutely dumb good. But the Bengals, sorry, Graver, took down the Titans without Ja'Marr Chase, without Joe Mixon. Ja'Marr Chase says, I don't think I can be stopped. This weekend, he's coming back after being down for a while. I think we're still waiting to hear about Joe Mixon, right? I don't think we've gotten any injury updates about him yet. I'm going Bengals, baby. Screw it. We got to make some moves. Bengals come up big time in the at the end of the season, and I think that's kind of like what they're doing right now. I think they're surprising a lot of people.
They've beat the Chiefs in the last two matchups at the end of the regular season last year and then obviously in the playoffs last year.
And I think Ja'Marr Chase balled out in both of those games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's back. He's back this week. Mm-hmm. They've been without him for a while. And he's got a little Twitter bet going with Justin Reed, the safety for the Chiefs. He called him tuna in a can.
What
I don't know what
that
means, but it sounds offensive.
Okay, so hold on. Justin Reed said that he was anybody and everybody's getting locked up this weekend. And then Ja'Marr said, let's put some money on it big time. Then Justin said, y'all welcome for the extra motivation. I'm going to see you Sunday, champ. And then Ja'Marr says, tuna space inna, I-N-A space can with a little kitty cat.
What do we think that means?
Like,
tuna in a can.
Like you eat, like easy. Like
does anybody back there
maybe
have an inkling as to what this means?
Maybe like Bengal is a cat and a tiger is a cat. And the cat emoji is eating tuna out of a can.
Oh, like they don't even have to catch the fish. They just have it's like right there in a can.
The tuna's ready to go for the cat. And the cat is a Bengal with a tiger situation.
Ja'Marr Chase is a poetic genius. No, we're not. He is.
I feel like I cracked that code
there. I think Justin Reed is still sitting there looking at his phone being like, what? And his emoji, his response was just, I don't know what the gif is, but it just says, noted.
It's the guy who's like leaning back in his chair, like nodding, like
noted.
I know what you're saying.
And in the meantime, he's probably like, does anybody know what this means?
He called me tuna in.
I don't know what this means. What does he have planned for us? Oh man, I hope Ja'Marr Chase balls out. Because
I hope Ja'Marr Chase scores
great.
A touchdown and pulls like a tuna can out of his sock, Terrell Owens style or something.
Gross.
That's nasty, but I would be so into that. Poetic. I love it. Okay, coming up after the break, we got Mohan's Minute and the best and the worst thing that I saw. Best thing might be tuna in a can.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments,
for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game, bro.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out Season 3 of This is Digital. Season 3 of This is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on Season 3 of This is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Okay, it is time for Mohan's Minute. Every single week, we give Mohan the floor for a minute to talk about whatever he wants. What's it? What was it last week? Bird poop?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Nothing gives me more secondhand embarrassment at a sporting event than the t-shirt cannon. Like, in what other world do you see grown-ups fighting, literally fighting
it's
over
Chuk.
An XXL t-shirt that you're never going to wear ever again? And it's just really embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for everyone involved.
Yep.
And the World Cup's going on. And I don't know if that's just like an American thing that we do here.
I haven't seen any t-shirt cannons at the World Cup, mind you.
No, no. I mean, like, those are like normal fans of sports.
Oh, yeah. They're not like...
In America, we do the t-shirt cannon. And I just think it's really embarrassing. And like, just you're never going to wear that t-shirt. So why are you going...
It's absolutely chuggy. However, I do feel like we need to put you in jail because you are robbing people of happiness. A lot of people love free stuff. A lot of people love free stuff.
Yeah, but we don't like those people.
Oh, we can judge them. Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we can.
I don't like those people.
But I still feel like for the people, we're a pot of the people.
Also, those t-shirts are covered in sponsor logos of some kind.
It's lame. I'm not saying it's not. I remember when I worked for Toronto FC, I was the person doing the t-shirt cannon, except for I was giving out ice cream sandwiches and I had to waddle around the arena and do a bingo like raffle thing and be like, B14, B14. And somebody in the crowd would go, oh, B14. And I'd have to take an ice cream sandwich and
huck it up there.
I would try.
Wow.
There was not many people at the
like
game.
That's a big mess.
No, they were freezing cold.
Imagine getting somebody hit in the head by a frozen ice cream sandwich.
Not my problem. You're suing the team, not me.
Hey.
Justin seems like a t-shirt cannon. Like,
I think
I would
actually go like this. Even if the t-shirt was flying in the air and all it took was that, I think I'd go, oh, I don't want it.
I would catch it and give it to a kid.
I'm too competitive. I would try to get that dang
yeah,
t-shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Justin would be the one throwing elbows.
Justin's the kind of guy that dances for the dance cam, don't you?
Oh, no.
If it's a real fun game, and maybe you have a couple of pops
I don't, like, stand up and go crazy just, like, hoping they'll put me on the big screen. But the last
jail,
time I was
please?
At the Mavs game...
You can take him out of jail.
The last time I was at a Mavs game, it was Mavs-Warriors Western Conference Finals. I was there with my family, and my sister got up and started dancing really goofy, and she got up on the big screen, and she was mortified because she was not trying to get on the big screen.
What are you doing then, sister? What are you doing it for, then?
I have a question. How do they know if, like, the kiss cam, how do they know if it's, like, It's not your cousin or sister. Or...
Okay, so I've actually had this problem before. I was at a hockey game with my boss, and we were sitting next to each other, and the camera just comes out of nowhere, like, hello, kiss cam time. And we were like, we went like this. Like, we went, no way, man. And we worked for the company, you know, the company that owns Toronto FC owns the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we were, you know, just going to a game. So a lot of people that were there, we worked with, and there's nothing you can do. They just stick the camera in your face. But we had to just fully go like this. And they were probably like, oh, those two are cheating on their spouses.
Right.
It was like my boss.
That's so awkward. I don't know how.
It's so awkward. And like, why? Like, they should ask for permission for those things. Because even if I was sitting with my significant other, I don't want to smooch someone. Yeah. Or at least give me like 10 seconds to come up with a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't just be putting me on blast like that. Did you guys see the guy at the Lakers game that won $75,000?
Yeah.
I think it was $75,000 for hitting a half court shot.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's the only thing. That's the only excuse for getting up and doing stuff like that. If there is money, real money on the line. Dance cam, unless you're under 10. Jail. Jail time. A federal offense. Which right. Moan does it. It's what? Been it's been
never
confirmed.
In a million years would I do that.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The t-shirt cannon, absolutely awful. Are you opposed to a hot dog cannon? Because that is something that exists in America.
I don't eat hot dogs, but yeah.
Okay, if they had a chicken sandwich in there, would you snag?
No.
Is it as cringe as the
t-shirt? I don't know where that's been. I don't know.
Huh. Well, you could say the same thing about buying it from the... Just the fact that it's been put into a cannon.
Other people are just like throwing it up far. I don't know.
America is crazy.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, let's get to the best thing and the worst thing that I saw. Best thing that I saw/heard this week. We talk about this podcast a lot because it's like one of the best current player podcasts. Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, they had Pat Mahomes on this week. And listen to the little nugget they got from Pat Mahomes.
The first day that I met Coach Reed was at the facility. We had like the meetings, like the top 30 visits. And so that was the first time I really met him. At that time, there was like no time limit. So I was in there for like 5 hours. He's just going through plays. And I'm going to give you all the inside scoop. Matt Nagy, who was our quarterback coach now, was the offensive coordinator then. He really liked me, so he gave me the plays they were going to go over the night before. So Coach Reed's finding out here live on New Heights Podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, Snaggy.
Matt. Snaggy.
He gave you answers to the test. Let's go.
And so, yeah. So, of course, I crushed the meeting. I stayed up all night studying those plays. And so,
man, this kid is locked in. We got ourselves there.
As the process went on, I got a feeling that I was kind of going up in the draft, and I had a couple of teams that I think have been out there now that said they were going to draft me, and that's true. Like, it's not like these coaches are making that up. I talked to them during the draft process, and they were like, "Hey, if you're there, we're gonna take you." And so I'm just gonna I kind of gave a little inside info to the Chiefs, and I was like, "Hey, if y'all let me go anywhere below at the time, I didn't know about the Saints, but I was like, if y'all let me go 12 or below, I'm gonna get drafted by someone else."
You drafted yourself?
And so I gave the Chiefs a little bit of info on that, and because I wanted
business
to be here.
Savvy.
What I love about this, if I was a Chiefs fan, I would already love Patrick Mahomes, but he wanted to be in Kansas City that badly that he's going to orchestrate this whole thing. Shouts to Matt Nagy, who made this might be the greatest thing he's done in his NFL career.
Yeah, he cheated for the right guy for sure.
Absolutely. But don't you think that that's cool? And I was just trying to look up, like, was Patrick Mahomes like a Chiefs fan as a kid? Like, do you think that this was just basically Andy Reid? Like, he really just wanted to play for
He must
Coach
have
Reed?
Loved all of his meetings and or visits with the Chiefs coaching staff, because I can't imagine another reason that he would want to. I think he's from Texas. He went to Texas Tech, so.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, you're a pretty popular guy in the draft. He talked about who the Saints also being interested in drafting him. Like, you're going to go and, like, you know, hopefully live in this city for a really long time, and no knock against Kansas City, but, like, there are a lot of really exciting NFL cities that you can go and live and, you know, grow your family and your space. And he chose Kansas City, and he chose the Chiefs, and I think that that's pretty cool. Adds some a little bit more flavor to his already incredible story. Also, another thing that I love to see is just I think that we should do like a weekly update on this, because we talk about these two all the time, Tua and Mike McDaniel. They had a little NFL Films, NFL Wired situation that we heard this week. Let's play the clip. It's beautiful.
I woke up like at 3 and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I was thinking about when you randomly hit me up that you're YouTubing me.
Yeah.
And so then I YouTubed you and heard and saw this Trent Dilfer thing showing all this high school from you.
Trent.
And bro, your technique was trash. You know what I mean? Thank God for Bev.
What are you talking about? No rhythm, no timing? That what you're talking about?
It was cool though, because you could see little elements of like your swag. But you were stressed out. Woo! You're all, you know.
It's a fabulous note, Simon. Nice subterfuge.
Clock, 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 clock.
What a madman. But there was also something that kind of came from this, or maybe it just like popped up this last week, that Tua said, I thought I sucked before Mike McDaniel came along and told me that I didn't.
He made a 700 play tape of Tua's good plays and showed it to him.
That's beautiful. This is a beautiful, like, again.
Sounds long.
Do you think Tua actually sat through that, or he's like, I did these. Let me fast forward these.
I'm over here being like, Rachel, I suck. And she's like, yeah, you do. Go to jail.
I might say that on the podcast, but I say otherwise in the real world. No, I think that's really not. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you think you're going to turn on the host of our own show. No, but I think that this is really beautiful. I think that I specifically made fun of Tua and Mike at the beginning of the season when they had that really awkward FaceTime that I bring up as often as I possibly can. But it's turned into a really beautiful
positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, I'll work on my stuff. Okay. Okay, the worst thing that I saw had to be, obviously, we've all seen the Kirk Cousins stuff. We're in the chains. So tired. I'm so over it. Now he's talking about getting a grill.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about this, he's like, so many people have reached out to me about getting a grill, including people from Canada. My own country is feeding into this chuggy. No, we have footage. Okay, for those of you who are listening, we're seeing Kirk Cousins once again do his little shimmy on the airplane wearing all of these chains as a cool guy. What are those Oakleys that he's wearing? Guys, come on. Let's not do the grill thing. It just seems kind of weird. And I don't know. Are you buying it, Mo? Do you like this?
No, I hate it. This man needs to be stopped.
He
needs to be stopped at all costs.
Get back to your barbecue.
This is why I picked the Jets. You picked the Jets for this reason too, but because you think the Jets like to take down the big dog. I picked the Jets because this just has disaster written all over it from the Vikings perspective.
I saw Greg Rosenthal tweet.
Yeah.
He like quote tweeted, oh, Kirk Cousins is in talks to get a grill. And he's like, Jets by 100. Oh, I cannot wait to watch it. I'm Jets in my heart. Okay. I got to get ahead in the picks here. Guys, that is our show. That's it. That's all. We are going to be back on Tuesday with KB recapping week 13. We're going to be in a week 14. Don't we have fantasy football playoffs coming up next week?
Depends on your league.
I'm not going to be in any of them because I've been trashed this season. Oh, it's been awful. It has been absolutely awful. But I blame being in London and Germany and an overall busy person. I don't have time to sit on waiver wires. Are you kidding me? Well, good luck to those of you who are still in the running and still are going to get the thing done. Like I said, we'll be back next week. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It pushes us up the charts. And we saw you in your year-end playlist and how much you are listening. We need more people. NFL Plus is here, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up now. Subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all those things. And we will see you beautiful people in week 13. Adios.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it.
Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out Season 3 of This Is Digital. Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on Season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.